Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, and from the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Perhaps the most popular and pernicious heresy circulating in the church today is the notion that we must do Christ's work for him. How often do we hear it said that Jesus died on the cross, he took away our sins to be sure, but now we must get out there and spread the gospel. We must seek and save the lost. We must bring them into the fold. We must win them for Jesus. We must help him fulfill his mission. You hear it. I hear it. Pastors especially are susceptible to this siren song. Our very title, pastor, as you well know, comes from the Greek poimen, shepherd. So we especially feel the pressure to do the work of the good shepherd, to gather and to save the flock by our tireless efforts. But what does Christ our Lord say in the gospel? Did he say, "Look, I really need your help, guys. I'm in a bit of a shepherd shortage right now, and if you don't get out there, if you don't gather the flock, they'll be lost. So I say to you and to you and to you, you are the good shepherds. Get out there and save my sheep for me, won't you?" No, you heard what he said. Jesus says of himself, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep." Did you lay down your life for the sheep? Did I? Would it do any good if we did? But that's the criterion for being the good shepherd. You have to lay down your life for the sheep. And by laying it down, you must rescue them from sin, death, and hell forever. You can't do that. I can't do that. Only Jesus Christ can and has done that. So Jesus is the good shepherd, the one, the only. We do not do Christ's work for him, but he does his work with and through us, unprofitable servants. To be sure, as he took on our flesh, so Christ deigns to use our hands, our mouths, as instruments through which he does his divine work of saving this lost and sinful world. St. Paul and St. Peter charge us to shepherd the flock among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. But this does not make you, and it does not make me, the good shepherd. It makes us under shepherds, through whom the good shepherd, Jesus Christ, does his work by his power, by his might, alone. What's the difference? Well, maybe it's something like this. Sometimes I let my 5-year-old son, Christopher, drive the car into the garage. That is, I let him sit on my lap and put his hand on the wheel while I work the clutch and the gas and the brake and give some subtle steering inputs that he really doesn't notice. Christopher is delighted when he gets to drive. But of course, I am the one really driving. In the same way, Jesus Christ lets us, who are pastors, have our hands on the wheel, so to speak. He lets the words of his gospel, he lets the water of his baptism, he lets the bread and the wine, which are his body and his blood, pass through our mouths, our hands. And he does his work in this way, with and through us. He lets us shepherd his flock in this way. And I think there is no greater joy, no greater honor on earth than this. But we are shepherds of the flock, only in the same way that my 5-year-old son is a driver. If Christ stopped doing the work for an instant, there'd be a nasty crash, and there'd be hell to pay. Why is it so important for us to think about this, to have this straight? Well, it is the wolf thing. Satan, the wolf, is strong to scatter and to devour the flock. Only Jesus Christ can and has defeated him. Apart from Christ, we are easy prey. And nothing moves us away from Christ quite so effectively these days, I think, than the notion that we can and we should do his work for him independently, as if we ourselves are the good shepherds. So we say what the Word says. Jesus is the good shepherd, the one, the only. Because only Jesus Christ laid down his life on the cross once for all to overcome Satan the wolf. And it is only by Christ's word going into our ears, it is only by Christ's body and blood going into our mouths that we overcome the wolf, never on our own, but only by the Good Shepherd who does his work with and through us under shepherds. By his word and sacrament he does it, so that hearing his voice, eating his body, drinking his blood, we may be one flock under Jesus Christ, the one good shepherd. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.